Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is now 9:11 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to Steele Talkin', and I'm your host, Geralyn Steele. It's great to be back with you on the night that we really thought we'd be celebrating the Vikings. I know Susie Jones from our newsroom, she is in studio with us, as well as our in-studio coordinator, Brendan. And I must say, Susie, you seem to be okay.
Well, Geralyn, I have learned over the years how to mask my misery. So the last time the Vikings were in the Super Bowl was 1977, I think, Brendan. And as a child, you may recall being a child yourself. Well, you were you here in 77?
Or I was negative 10.
Stop talking, Brendan.
I was not.
We went to a lot of Super Bowl parties in my life. A lot of very sad Super Bowl parties that you left really dejected.
Yeah.
And so I actually said out loud that I kind of hope we didn't win because I didn't want to lose again.
Oh.
And I also felt like watching New England win today, I thought, oh, if we do play New England in the Super Bowl at U.S. Bank Stadium, I just think Tom Brady is amazing. I hate his guts.
Oh, no.
I do. I do hate him.
Yeah,
deeply.
When Stevie T was here earlier, all three of us were discussing how much we really dislike Tom Brady.
So I feel like if we would have gone to the Super Bowl,
yeah,
we might have been butchered.
I think we were butchered tonight.
Well, we were, clearly, but at least it wasn't the Super Bowl. It was the NFC Championship.
Yeah, but I would rather they go to the Super Bowl.
Wouldn't you rather they go?
Even if they lose, they're there.
I don't know, losing five times? That's a lot. I just think it's better to nip it in the bud. People just need to ratchet back their expectations. We're a nice team. We had a lot of fun this year. Case Keenum, Stephon Diggs, beautiful catch. We're going to hang our hat on that.
Yeah, hang our hat on that. I don't know. There was so I'm feeling really sad, right?
You should. Look at all those touchdowns.
You were doing that with a smile. Okay, so when was it when you gave up in the game tonight?
Oh, man. When did I give up? Well, I did stop watching for a while because it was just hurting. Because we really, and Brendan, we never got our offense going. We never really had any momentum offensively.
It would probably be fair to say the Vikings were really almost spectators to this game after that first drive.
Mm-hmm.
After that, the Eagles took over and never let off. Never gave up.
And you said Case Keenum was throwing some bad passes. I mean, he had two interceptions?
Yeah, all year he was, but he was getting away with them because people were dropping the interceptions.
Mm.
But in the playoffs, when everyone is a good team, Gerald and I talked about this.
Yeah.
Everyone in the playoffs is a good team.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get those interceptions.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. And the Eagles really outperformed the Vikings, obviously. But, I mean, they just kind of had their way. And Foles, that guy, he's a backup quarterback, and he's a friend to Case Keenum. You know, they played with the Rams together, and you know,
I just thought we had more fire in the belly. By the way, let's open up the phone lines.
You should.
Phone lines are open right now, 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226. If you're outside of the metro area, we'd love to hear from you whether you've got good news. No profanity, please. We just want to make sure.
Yeah, no profanity.
Yeah, no profanity.
But I will say to our listeners tonight that people are tuning in and listening and commiserating, do you feel like me in that you're somehow kind of glad we didn't get to the Super Bowl because now we don't have to suffer a fifth loss? Or are you more like Geralyn and you think it would have been great to just go to the Super Bowl even if Tom Brady spanked us in 2 weeks? So
I'm not in favor of a spanking. So I think if they had gotten there
and lost.
But even if they had lost, if they had played hard and it was really a great game, I don't know. I'm all for that, especially at a brand new stadium that taxpayers help build. You know what I'm saying? give us that. Give us the Super Bowl.
I would love to hear what people have to say to it. Are you sad?
Right.
I mean, Those a lot of folks I talked to downstairs, they were sad. They also had a few
cocktails.
That's right.
You went down to Dan Kelly's. Right. That's what I was telling people. They're going to drink tonight, no matter what, but please don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive.
Don't do it. Don't do it. So here we are. Mm-hmm. We're at the point, and I think, do you think this will deter people from watching the Super Bowl?
No. I mean, particularly us. I mean, our life isn't going to change in the newsroom. We've got to gear up for the next 2 weeks are going to be crazy in town. You know what I mean?
It's
We've got a lot
nuts.
Going on. Yeah.
We have a lot going on. I want to talk about that later on. Mm. Let's go to the phone line, Susie. We have Wendy calling from Faribault. How you doing, Wendy?
I am doing great. My mother lives in New Prague in an assisted living, and she has been a diehard Viking fan forever.
Mm-hmm.
She's 81 years old, so she was excited to hope that the Vikings would go to the Super Bowl. But she says, I don't think I'm ever going to live to see the Vikings play in the Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
And her tail is really between her legs tonight.
Oh.
We actually sat out in the hallway for a while because she couldn't stand looking at the TV anymore.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that, Wendy. Hey, wasn't there a 100-year-old woman that the Vikings invited?
Millie,
yeah. So that must have been really tough for Millie. Must have been really tough. Wendy, thanks for calling in. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
Phone lines are open at 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226 if you're outside the metro area. How did you feel about the game tonight? Did you turn it off at halftime? Did you say to yourself, okay, once you got to the fourth quarter, you turned it off because you can't watch? Mm-hmm. That would usually be me. When I'm a fan and my team is losing, I can't watch the last part of it, whether it's basketball, football, baseball. I just can't.
Mm.
Remember how intense it was for baseball during the Kirby Puckett days? You know, that team was unbelievable.
Mm.
You know, it was 0-0, and then you get one hit, and they won by one. I just, it's hard for me to watch it when it's like that.
It's hard on your nerves. It's hard on your heart. I mean, it really is. That's why you have to find a way to just detach and just say, like, girl I talked to downstairs, she's like, you know, I said I wasn't going to do it. Adam Carter, the same thing in the newsroom. I said I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to get emotionally involved in this team this year. You just say to yourself, I'm not going to get emotionally involved.
Is it a little bit that you're mad at yourself for allowing yourself to invest, even though as a Vikings fan?
That didn't feel good, though? Come on,
almost
you guys.
Any other franchise, like, they've all earned a little cynicism, but the Vikings have way earned the cynicism from their fan base.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so maybe it's me. I never watch. I'm not a big fan of football. So maybe I'm the one with the problem. Maybe if I was invested, I would feel just like the two of you.
I think if you were a football fan and you watched every Sunday and you got to the point we got to this year, you would be deflated right now.
Do you guys feel the same way?
Yes.
Do you feel deflated? Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
651-989-9226. Usually we do center stage during this time. We are leaving it open for you because we know you have a lot to say.
And Eric Nelson coming up next, too.
Eric Nelson is coming up next, so you got to stay tuned for that. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
It is now 9:19. Let's just make it 9:20 here at WCCO. My goodness, I know you're feeling bad. Turn it up, honey. Turn it up. Oh! Are you weeping yet? Want to let our listeners know that the phone lines are open for you. We're going to talk to Eric Nelson for a minute, but if you want to give us a call at 651-989-9226, we sure appreciate it. Eric Nelson is joining us. You know him. You love him. Right here from WCCO, talking sports. And I just want to know how you feeling. Are you crying?
Well, Gerilyn, I'm okay. I think it's the listeners out there, the bulk of them, clearly Minnesota Viking fans, who are crushed. And, you know, you're 1 week removed from the most improbable comeback win ever, that walk-off victory against New Orleans when Case Keenum and Stephon Diggs for the touchdown. And I think so many Viking fans assumed there would be a carryover into Philadelphia tonight. They would win that game and then in 2 weeks win the Super Bowl right here in Minneapolis. But boy, it was a thud. It was a crash and burn. It was an ugly performance in Philadelphia. And you talk about Viking voodoo. It's real, Gerilyn. They're 0-4 in the Super Bowl. They've lost six straight NFC championship games, and they've had a lot of purple pain along the way in other losses. So I know last week was great, but the glow of that is starting to fade quickly.
Very quickly. You are right here at WCCO. We know you. We love you. And you have been a lifelong Vikings fan. You love this team. Even when you lived in Southern California, you were a supporter of the Vikings, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Although, you know, I've been around the team a long time now here in the Twin Cities as a reporter, so I've become desanitized to some degree. I mean, when you're out covering the football team, you want to try to be as neutral as you can so you can try to present some sort of a balanced report to the listeners. But you know, I know a lot of people who are still so emotionally invested, and those are the people I know who are going to struggle to get up in the morning, especially if they have to navigate their way to work in a snowstorm and the roads are slippery. Look, here's the reality, Geraldine. Winter just got a lot longer in Minnesota with this loss. Had the Vikings won, it would have felt like springtime tomorrow. I mean, everybody would have been walking on air. We saw how it was the past week after the win over New Orleans. And what makes this tough is this franchise has never won the Super Bowl. I said at the beginning of the postseason, this is all about the playoffs. The Vikings need to finally deliver a Super Bowl title to a very loyal and passionate fan base. And once again, they've come up short. And let's not forget, Geraldine, it's been 41 years since they've been in the Super Bowl. So a lot of Viking fans, generations of them, don't even remember that.
Yeah, but we also have to remember where they came from. I mean, you know, with the quarterback and so much more. Do you think this team could have pulled this out? Do you think we actually had the players that could have taken us all the way to a Super Bowl win?
Well, I did going into this game. Now, you know, full disclosure, I thought the Eagles were going to win just because they were at home and nobody was giving them any credit. But I really thought Minnesota had a legitimate chance. The teams were evenly matched. And what surprised me tonight was the Vikings defense, really, to be blunt, was horrible. They couldn't get off the field on third down. They gave up huge, what we call chunk plays in football. You know, you had the flea flicker go for the touchdown. You had the Eagles get 10 points in the final couple minutes of the second quarter. LeGarrette Blount, one of their running backs, literally running over guys into the end zone. This Viking defense, Geraldine, played with a swagger and an edge all season. That disappeared tonight. And what's really crazy is Minnesota actually had the 7-0 lead. In the early moments of the game, the Vikings looked like they were going to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's like they surprised us, you know, gave us something to hope for, and then that was taken away. But at the same time, you know, they've come a long way. But like you said, we are only as good as our last game. So where do we go from here? If all of a sudden next year this team really steps up, maybe they have some trades or they add some people, take away some people, whatever, and they look so good all the way through, what do you think Minnesota fans are going to do? Do you think we're all going to stop and go, yeah, don't get invested?
Well, I think there's a degree of that. I think Viking fans are going to be skittish until they finally do win a Super Bowl. And I understand what you're saying. Look, this season was impressive. They were 13-3 in the regular season. They won a playoff game. They had a good run. But to assume there's going to be a carryover next year and they'll you know, finish it off with a Super Bowl win, I've covered sports long enough to know that each season is like a snowflake. They're unique. And you don't know what's going to happen next year. We really don't know who the quarterback's going to be. Is it going to be Case Keenum? What about Teddy Bridgewater? What about Sam Bradford? Do they bring in somebody completely new? I think the questions will start immediately. So what I'm trying to say is, from a big picture perspective, I'm a big guy who believes you've got to seize the moment. And the moment was tonight in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the city of not so brotherly love. And the team that seized the moment clearly was the Philadelphia Eagles. And let's not forget, Geraldine, that franchise has never won a Super Bowl. They're going to go for the third time. They're 0-2. They've had a lot of heartache themselves. To me, it just looked like not only did they outplay the Vikings, but they had more energy. And their quarterback, who's a backup, much like Case Keenum, Nick Foles, he was outstanding with the three touchdowns, throwing for over 300 yards.
So they're a better team. That's what you're saying.
They were clearly the better team tonight, and I thought it would be much closer. I'm not surprised the Eagles won, but to win, you know, that convincingly, I think a lot of Viking fans just have to be, you know, so let down. I mean, I went into a Hy-Vee earlier today in the Northwest suburbs. I couldn't believe how jammed it was because people were in there stocking up on food and drinks for the big game, They had a lot of Viking shirts on tables that people were buying. I mean, everybody was revved up. And here's the problem, in my opinion, with what happened last week. And I don't want to take away from, you know, Keenum to Diggs. It was a magical moment in Minnesota sports history. But the feeling I got during the week was a lot of people treated that like they had won the Super Bowl. And they still had business to finish tonight, and had they won, in 2 weeks. And I think that maybe that was the pinnacle, that they tapped out after that game, because the way they played tonight, they had none of that energy.
Wow. Brendan wants to ask
a
question.
Eric, I mean, in a lot of ways, this is disastrous. But now, when we enter this offseason, we're going to have to comb through the wreckage of this playoff run. And the number one question, even going into this, was who's the quarterback for the Purple next year? Had Case Keenum played great in this game and they lost or advanced them to the Super Bowl, it became a lot easier to say, well, we can roll with this guy. But Case Keenum was not terrific in the Saints. He was good enough. And then when here, he was absolutely disastrous. Do you think that makes the decision over, you know, between Case and Teddy that much more complicated?
Well, it could. It's a good point, Brendan. And, you know, the pick six that he threw to Patrick Robinson that tied the game and really swung the momentum to Philadelphia, and the Vikings never recovered, even though at the time it's 7-7, you're not out of it. But that pick six was a dagger. And I honestly believe, look, let's break it down quarterback by quarterback by quarterback. Case Keenum, I think the guy had a remarkable season. But in the playoffs, he wasn't remarkable, with the exception of the 61-yard throw to Diggs to win it last week. So they're probably going to reevaluate him. It's a business. Remember, it's a business. Then you look at Teddy Bridgewater. You know, they love him. They've invested in him. But he hasn't really played meaningful football in two seasons. So they don't know how he's going to respond. And then Sam Bradford, who was very good last season, very good early this season, but he has a history of being brittle. He's injury prone. I wouldn't be surprised if the Minnesota Vikings went out and maybe considered another free agent quarterback. I think it's all in play now, and that's what happens when you lose the way they have. I mean, they have a lot of key pieces in place, and this is a good football team, but this is a disastrous ending.
Eric, thank you so much for joining us tonight, man. I'm going to let you go so you can cry in your drink or your soup, you know. and hopefully this week, I know you'll be on a lot this week probably, and we're excited to hear what you have to say about it. We'll all be evaluating, trying to figure it all out. We're going to continue to take calls here for a few minutes. But, man, thank you for your support of the Vikings through the year, and I hope you won't give up on them. We will get to the Super Bowl one day. One year.
Well, Gerilyn, one thing we do know, the Super Bowl is coming to Minneapolis. It will be the Eagles and the Patriots. So somebody's going to win a championship in Minnesota, but unfortunately, it's not going to be the Vikings.
It's not going to be us. It's not going to be us. Thanks so much. We really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
All right, that's our own Eric Nelson. So stay tuned for this week and check out what he has to say. Let's take some calls. Let's go over to Elizabeth calling in from Plymouth. How you doing, Elizabeth?
Hi, Gerilyn. How are you tonight?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. Are you sad?
No, I'm not. I have to tell you, I'm just new to the game. I'm not a huge football fan, and it wouldn't be my place to analyze or criticize or be able to, you know, discern one play from another. But when I watched numerous Vikings games this season and I looked at how they played today, the one thing I wanted to bring forward that I read was a quote by Vince Lombardi, who said, in all great attempts, even failure can be beautiful. I know most fans wouldn't apply that to today's game. Mm-hmm. But where we ended up with our season and how far they came, the ups and downs, the great plays they made, just leave them as an outstanding proponent for next season. And I just think, you know, it's sad they didn't win, but definitely the Philadelphia Eagles, their defense and the way they played the game today was by far much stronger than the rest of our season. Mm-hmm. So in all great attempts, even failure can be beautiful.
So they disappointed you, but you are at least happy that they got this far.
Absolutely.
All right, Elizabeth.
Thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you so much. All right, we're going to have to take a break for some weather, and we're going to come back and have you join us a few more times. We'd love to hear from you at 651-989-9226. The game is over. You've cried, you've screamed, you've hollered. Some people are probably fighting in Philadelphia. I think Brendan came across an article that kind of talked about that a little bit, because people are really upset. They felt like we were right there on the, we were at the door, ready to walk in, and it didn't happen for us. So we want to hear from you. We want to know if you're really proud of the Vikings and how far they have come. Are you really frustrated and you feel like, once again, you've been let down? Does that mean that you're done with our team? Come on. Really? 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226. I got to get it out. You're listening to Steel Talking. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. Normally, this is Center Stage, but we're keeping the phones open just for you. 651-989-9226. We'll be back in a moment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
I know you're crying right now. It's 9:35. Let's make that 9:36 here at WCCO. Let's go to the phone line. We have Arlo joining us from Minnetonka. Arlo is only a what? 8 years old, are you, Arlo?
Yes, 8 years old.
Hey now, welcome to CCO. What do you think about the game tonight?
Well, it's the defense that plays badly. Well, and the coverage by Trey Waynes was terrible. Terrible. He let Ertz make a catch at the 50, and Aguilar, he played great this game, but that's the Eagles. I can't believe the Vikings. They should have won this. They should have won the game.
Are you disappointed?
Disappointed, but I'll still cheer for the team.
Ah, you'll still cheer for the team. That's what I want to hear. Thanks, Arlo, for calling in. You just brightened my night. Thank you. Let's go over to Todd calling in from Emerald Grove Heights. Hey, Todd?
Yeah, I'm here.
What do you say? How you doing?
Good. How about you?
You know, I'm okay. You know, I have not been a fan of football all season, and so I feel like it's not my place to complain about it at all. I feel like they really came a long way. What do you feel?
Well, you know, no, I can definitely respect that, and it's tough because, you know, for the longest time, you know, I watched my father as a football fan, and every Sunday we'd always have to get home from church to watch the game, and he would be really upset if we were, you know, if we were not home. Then a few years ago, I asked him, like, Dad, I noticed you're staying afterwards for the potluck at church. You're not in a hurry to get home anymore. And he made a good point. He's like, at the end of the day, you know, I'm still going to have my same mortgage payment, my same job. It's not going to matter if the Vikings win or lose the next day.
Yeah.
But, and also, I just wanted to point out there's a good article on the paper the other day. It talked about, you know, the Vikings' history. You know, they've 4 Super Bowl losses.
Yeah, we and just finished talking about that with Eric Nelson. Yeah.
Yep. And then also, you know, the last, you know, they've been the last probably 15, 20 years, they've been the 5 NFC championship games to get them to the Super Bowl, and they've lost them all.
Yeah. Are you disappointed? You know, are you disappointed?
Yeah.
Are you done with the Vikings?
Really.
Are you done with them?
Well, I'm not done with them.
Good.
But I just want to, just give me a Super Bowl. I just want to see him go once.
How old are you, Todd? How old are you?
I'm 41.
All right. Give it 42. Time, darling. You got time. Hold on. Hang on. Change is coming. Thanks for calling in, Todd. We sure appreciate it. Let's go over to our friend Rohan Preston, the lead theater critic from the Star Tribune, who is a huge, massive Vikings fan. He is donned in all of his gear. I bet you got purple on from head to toe.
Yes, I do. I'm wearing a number 4 jersey from Brett Favre's season in 09, 2010. And very, very disappointed, very, very sad, but really want to be thankful to the Vikings. They they gave it a great, great run. You know, they it was a car crash in slow motion at the end here, but they gave it a great run. And some of my friends online were comparing it to saying that, you know, having the hosting the prom at your house and then being disinvited at the last moment.
Oh, man. Ouch. Ouch. But we have to laugh just to stop from crying because I know it hurt so many people.
Know,
you know, Eric Nelson was talking about how the stores were packed. I mean, there were parties going on all over the state of Minnesota. People were so revved up and ready to receive the win tonight, and it didn't happen.
Oh, I absolutely. But, you know, I think some of the hotel people are going to be happy.
Yeah, because, you know, I talked to someone from Carlson Wagenly Travel, and they were talking about it. We were like, okay, so we knew that the Patriots, their fans were going to come, and now Philadelphia, too. So, man, you know, I was just reading an article that talked about how Minnesota, the Twin Cities, only has 41,000 hotel rooms. And so people that are renting their homes, are you thinking about renting your home now?
No. We're not. But
too much of a problem, huh?
But you know, I know some neighbors who are and I think a lot of people will. I mean, I think it will be a boon in some ways for the economy. Very, very sad, obviously, for our fans and for, you know, just one bragging rights. I like Philadelphia a lot for not just music and cheesecake and and all this stuff, but Liberty Bell, this, that, the other, and great theater talent, among others. But yeah, it's a good city.
Yeah, but I wonder how much, you know, brotherly love is going on tonight.
Oh, I know. I just read something that the fans are blowing horns outside the hotel of the Vikings hotel to keep them up all night.
Ouch. They're not leaving tonight, man. I'll be running to the plane. Let's just go.
Let's just go.
Okay. By the way, you know, with your, with you saying no to renting your house, did you know that a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom home in Powderhorn neighborhood is going for $5,500 a night?
Wow.
Do you want me to say that again?
Wow.
$5,500 a night. I think you can move out all your personal stuff, your children, your bed, mattresses, and just get going.
I'm just saying. That's pretty amazing.
That is amazing. And a 3-bedroom house in Minnetonka, which is not close to the U.S. Bank Stadium, really, is listed at $4,459 a night. And it's not even lakefront property.
Wow.
And way up in Blaine. Wait. All up in Blaine, a 4-bedroom home is listed for $1,500 a night. That's in Blaine.
You know, that's a great idea.
Dude,
we need to do something. Hey.
I'm just saying, you're close to downtown, aren't you?
We are.
Yeah,
12
so.
12 minutes.
I'm just saying.
To the stadium,
I'm just thinking, you know, $5,500 a night, and some people will be in for a week before.
Yeah. Now, will you be doing that as well?
No, not at all. I live with my mom, and she would never do it. No way.
Okay.
She would never, ever, ever do it. I don't care if they said the president was coming. Well, no, of course not this one. Maybe if President Obama was coming, she might do it. But can you imagine? So anyway, here we are looking at not winning tonight, not going to the Super Bowl, and a lot of people are going to be depressed this week. I have a feeling a lot of people will be late for work tomorrow.
Yeah, and, you know, the interesting thing, I mean, even just like coming out of this past week, people were just so jazzed and buzzing. We were at a volleyball tournament down in Rochester for the weekend. We came back this afternoon. Late afternoon, and we came back in time to watch the whole thing. We didn't want our teams to lose, but we also wanted to watch the game. So.
Yeah. Did you watch the whole game? Did you have one eye open or what?
No, we came back in time to see the whole thing. They bailed out just after lunchtime. They played hard. They played great. They did well. We're thankful. And then we drove the 2 hours and got back, and we're very excited to watch the end of the Patriots game. We didn't want the Patriots to win, but hey,
does anyone want? Do they want? them to win. I mean, they are just hated throughout the country. I was just in Boston, you know, and someone in Boston actually said to me, oh, no, don't talk to me about the Patriots. I'm like, you're in Boston. What are you talking about? So, yeah, I just think people don't feel the same way. So do you think we'll have a chance next year with the team that we have? And we kept the team that we have, the coach
I
that
hope
we have.
So. It you know, I mean, I think with I read that we're losing our coordinator. He's going to become the head coach for the Giants. So and he knows all our stuff, our offensive coordinator. So we'll see, you know. But I certainly hope that we'll make another run next year, that we'll be stronger, as strong, if not stronger, and, you know, that we'll be up there. I mean, this was a shock because, we lost quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, the defense has been really strong. They weren't tonight. They didn't show it. But you know, that happens. It happens.
But just a week ago today, I mean, just last Sunday, everyone was talking about the Minnesota Magic, you know, the touchdown that shocked the world, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was their own football version of Jesse Ventura. Okay. Maybe not.
I'm never going to repeat that. I just need you to know that. Rohan, we usually do center stage, man. And so before I let you go, and we've had some really good calls, but before I let you go, you got to tell me, what are you going to write about this week? Are you going to write about the game and somehow tie it into theater? What are you thinking?
I don't know. Well, you know, the big show that's opening this week is The Wiz at Children's Theater. Paris Bennett.
And this is a collaboration between Penumbra
and the Children's Theater.
That's awesome.
And that show, I mean, that's like everything that's happening right now. I mean, there are other shows that are happening, but very few theaters are doing essentially Super Bowl shows, you know, or shows that open. A lot of theaters are dark. So this is a very exciting time. So football is there, and then theater is there, and the theater of football, and I will find a way to relate them.
Well, I just, you know, hey, I think someone should do a play about this, about what has happened to the Vikings.
Yeah, the Minnesota Miracle.
Hey, I mean, there you go, the Minnesota Miracle. Remember we just had that hockey theater piece at the Children's Theater.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why not the Minnesota Miracle?
Absolutely.
Uh-oh, you came up with something, dude.
Uh-oh.
Trademark.
I know. But I think that's been used, although it you know.
Okay, I'll let it go. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight, Rohan.
Thank you.
As a fan, I feel for you.
Well, thank you. And I want to encourage all fans, Purple People Eater fans, you know, just keep the faith. And hopefully, you know, this is the farthest they've gone, and hopefully they can take it all the way next time. So,
wow, next time. There will be a next time. Someone just called in, he's 40 years old, and said, will I ever be able to see the Vikings at the Super Bowl?
It depends on our age, though, doesn't it?
Well, I'm young. How about you? Let's keep it there, my friend. Let's keep it there. You take care of yourself, Rohan Preston.
All right, thank you.
All right. If you'd like to read any of his critiques, you can always go to StarTribune.com/Rohan, which is R-O-H-A-N, Preston. And we'll be back in just a moment. Currently, it is 9:48 here at WCCO, and it's time to talk trucks. GM supplier pricing on all 2018 SLT crew cabs at McCarthy Auto World. You can see dealer for details.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
9:50 here at WCCO. You are listening to Center Stage. It's only a few minutes of it because we've been dealing with the Vikings, but welcome. There's been so much happening in the theater community as well as concerts, and this is something really different. Minneapolis Impulse has something cool happening next weekend. Samuel Grace, the founding artistic director, is joining me tonight to talk about what's going on January 26th and 27th. It's called Impulse Happy Hour, Love on the Rocks, Distill My Heart. Welcome, Samuel. How are you?
Carolyn. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Tell us a little bit about Love on the Rocks, Distill My Heart.
Well, it's a great program that we're putting together at Water North Distillery in Northeast Minneapolis. And it features our ensemble of 24 singers who are also doing choral music that has traditional choral music and pop hits and great selections for musical theater artists as well.
Very cool. Okay, so you've done this before in the past, and you've used local distilleries before where you present this. So tell us how many are in the choral group this year.
There are 24.
Okay.
And you're exactly right. This is our fourth annual Impulse Happy Hour. And we've done it for the past three times at breweries. We were for 2 years at Flat Earth Brewery in St. Paul.
Right.
And last year we were at Lake Monster in St. Paul as well. But we thought we'd mix things up a little bit differently this year, and we'd head to a distillery. And so we'll be in their private production room. And it's just a great way of showcasing musicians and choral music in a totally different spot. Choir music is mostly presented in churches or
right.
performance halls.
Right. You decided to put it in a distillery, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, why not enjoy a nice drink while you're enjoying the performance?
And it's not just beer. You're talking liquor, too, right?
Yeah, yeah. For this case, though, it would be liquor.
Oh, it would
and
be liquor,
our
okay.
Our partners at Wander North are just fabulous. They have some incredible products, and we're really excited to share this partnership with them.
And you guys are doing all types of hits, right? You know, from the Beatles to No Doubt to Seal to
yeah.
Sarah Barry
yeah,
Ellis.
That
Queen? You're doing
hit,
Queen?
Don't Speak. Say that again.
Are you doing Queen?
We are. We're doing Somebody to Love.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we just put that together with the band today. The way our ensemble rehearses is they're all professionals. They work on the music in advance, and we rehearse all weekend. So you can tell I've lost my voice a little bit.
Yeah.
But we've been rehearsing with the band today, and they just sound fabulous.
So this is January 26th and 27th, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the 26th, and 2 to 3:30 on the 27th for the first show, and then 7 to 8:30 for the second show. $30 general admission, $30 preferred seating, $10 standing room only. How many does it hold there?
It holds 82 per performance.
Okay.
And,
are the tickets still available?
There are, yeah. Both evening performances are nearly sold out. There are still a handful left. And the 2 p.m. on Saturday still has maybe 20 or 30 tickets. We'd love to have everybody join us.
So this sounds like a pre-Valentine's Day kind of thing.
That's exactly how we set it up. Yeah, we had thought about doing a Valentine's show. One of our colleagues in one of the other choral groups in town is doing a gala around Valentine's Day. Some of our singers sing for them. So we thought we'd do something just a little bit earlier, and it fit the timeline perfectly.
Wow.
We also wanted to avoid the Super Bowl. believe it or not, we planned that far in advance. So.
This is really pre-Valentine's Day, that's for sure. Well, sure appreciate you joining us tonight. Thank you so much. We wish you luck with this. If people want more information, where do they go, Samuel?
They'll go to mplsimpulse.org.
.org, and this is Brown Paper Tickets that's handling your tickets?
That's correct.
All right, Impulse. Give me that one more time.
The mplsimpulse.org.
mplsimpulse.org if you want more information. Well done. Congratulations
Thank
to you.
Jalen.
Thanks so much for joining us.
You have
us.
A wonderful night.
You too. All right. There is so much going on in the cities, and I want to make sure that we let Chanhassen Dinner Theaters know how much we appreciate them presenting Center Stage. Even though we were on only for a few minutes tonight with one guest, really, we are so grateful that they invest in the arts and really support us here at WCCO for Center Stage. Now, Sister Act is still running through February 28th at the Chanhassen. So you want to get your tickets at ChanhassenDT for dinnertheater.com. You heard Rohan talk about The Wiz. It is opening on on Friday, and it goes Tuesday through March 21st at the Children's Theater. Life Could Be a Dream through February 19th at the Old Log Theater. Triple Espresso is through February 15th at the Ames Center in Burnsville, so don't forget about that. Also, some concerts that are coming up. Borns is Wednesday at the Palace Theater. Two Cellos Thursday at Target Center. I believe Rohan actually wrote about Two Cellos. Also, Scotty McCreary is Thursday at Mystic Lake Casino. And Idina Menzel is Friday at the Super Bowl Live on Nicollet Mall. By the way, if you have not heard about Live on Nicollet Mall, you have got a treat coming up. It is amazing what Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis have done to really support the music, the artists here that have so, you know, accomplished so much. And they have decided, you know what? We're going to do 10 shows on one stage, and it is huge. It's on 8th and Nicollet. If you go even to 6th and Nicollet, you will see that there will be streets blocked off. I think it's four blocks in front of, so like from the, I hope I have this right, from the 4th to the 8th maybe street will be blocked off. I'm not sure about that, so check me on that. But it's going to be an amazing stage. I'm sure you've seen some of the pictures that are happening, and as this gigantic stage is going up, and the artists that are doing this. I mean, to have Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis be at the forefront, calling the artists, getting in touch with the artists or their representatives and saying, hey, we want you to be a part of this and really show off Minnesota to the Super Bowl crowd. This is really exciting, you guys. And the first show begins on Friday, January 26th, and it ends on February 4th. And some of the people you're going to get to hear on the 26th, vocal lessons with Idina Menzel, Cynthia Johnson, who is the singer from Funky Town, dear friend of mine, Go Honey, Get It Done, Hitchville, and so much more. On the 27th, let me pick out a few. You've got Dem Atlas, Brother Ali, a bunch of rappers, Beats and Rhymes. And then on the 28th, The Steels, The Sounds of Blackness, the Twin Cities Community Gospel Group, Sarah Renner, and so many more will be on the 28th. That's the Sunday Gospel Day. And then you've got January 29th, you've got Sheila E., Morris Day, The Revolution. On Tuesday the 30th, you've got International Reggae All-Stars, even Ipso Facto. I'm so excited they're performing. January 31st, Stokely Williams, Dessa, Mint Condition in Stokely Williams, Smoking. February 1st, we're talking Les Stroud, DJ Kim O'Haley. He'll be performing quite a bit. Jabuki, F Deluxe, or they better known as The Family, The New Power Soul, Andre Simone, Ray Skimnerd. Oh my goodness, I only have one more minute. February 2nd, let me name a few. You got Kobe, The Jets, King, Skylar Gray. February 3rd, you have Bob Mould, The Suburbs, Soul Asylum, X Ambassadors, and then Game Day, One Group, 1 o'clock at called Crowns. So come see The Steels, The Sounds of Blackness, and so much more. We cannot wait. The Steels perform at 5:45 on.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.